Blog Talk Radio.
Called Army of Sneeze this morning.
Or sniffles.
Good morning. Happy Thursday morning.
Yay!
To our lovely people. You know how I just paused? I had lag just then in my brain. It just...
Girl.
My latency went all up and
everything. I know. Oh my God. I'm going to share a picture.
Is it you? Is it me?
No, but I'm going to share it on my Facebook, and you got to go see it. It's a girl blowing a bubble, but you got to see this bubble.
Is it from her nose, Ginger? Cause
no.
We're disgusting.
No. It's a bubble. It's like a soap bubble. It's like the bubbles you blow with a little wand.
Is it from her nose, Ginger? Because
No. She's blowing it from a wand, but you got... All right, it's up. You got to go see. Because, oh, my God. That is,
Oh, what is going on, Ginger? I can't even. You guys, you know what? We can't even tell you what that is on air. It is.
Yes, I can.
Go ahead. It's her favorite word. Go ahead.
Penis. Like a penis.
Wait a minute. What are you taking over there? I need some of what you're taking.
Oh. Yeah, and apparently, what was it? We got called hard or hardcore or something. Badass. Something. We got called something last night for doing the show.
Ooh. Okay. I just got some juicy news. Thanks to my sisters over at PMS. Thanks for the heads up on this one. Oh, my God. Juicy. Talk about juicy news. Are you ready for this, Ginger? Okay, first thing to let the people know. One, we're sick and we're both on meds, so this is going to be very unpredictable if you're at work. If you have a headset, you may want to plug it in. You don't want to be
listening.
Good morning, Joe. You don't want to be listening to us out loud today. You know, yesterday.
Oh, we got called gangster.
Yeah, we got called gangster yesterday. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you. We don't think of ourselves as gangster, but I suppose we are.
We're hard. Yeah.
I was going somewhere with this.
Are you have some news?
Damn that Tylenol. Okay. So anyway, Sony accidentally. Did a price drop, apparently.
Oh, really? On the PS3?
On the PS3. According to my PMS clan sisters and Game Podunk, said while the masses of all of us were trying to get their hands on games or save a few bucks on games like Dishonored, Assassin's Creed, and Call of Duty, the sensational Croatian PlayStation store was having a Black Friday sale. The reason it wasn't advertised was because of the Croatian PSN staff weren't actually aware of the sale. So the sale was on accident. How much money did you save? The brand spanking new release of Hitman Absolution and Sleeping Dogs cost around $80 on the United States PlayStation Store. The Croatian store had the price set at 80 KN, which is about $13. Ooh.
That's hot.
Okay, so the Croatian Sony reacted by removing your ability to purchase PSN funds in an attempt to stop people from buying so many copies while they fixed the problem. But, of course, that didn't work. People still got quite a few copies in. But they fixed everything, so don't go rush over trying to get yourself a copy now. So, man, I wish I'd been there.
Me too.
I would have bought like a whole box, and I'd be right now parked on the side of the street. I don't know about the rest of the country, but in Texas, when you have something to sell, that's what you do. You just park up somewhere, you just open your trunk. And just put the stuff up for sale.
Wow. You know, I've never done that, but that's a good idea. Good idea.
Hey, there's tons of people here. That's how they make their Christmas money. Like, if you're in Houston, and if you're new to Houston, you're looking for a last-minute Christmas gift, you just find you a major thoroughfare that has a lot of trees. It won't be someplace like Westheimer, because, you know, they don't go for that sort of thing in that neighborhood. That's very highbrow. But somewhere that has a lot of trees, you start getting out into the rural areas. Somebody's always parked with their trunk open, or they have the back of their van open, and they have a table, and they have all the stuff laid out. Do not buy fruit or vegetables. I'm just going to tell you, I don't care if the watermelon looks scrumptious when it's hot. Do not buy it from there. But they'll sometimes have blankets. They'll have gift baskets that have, you know, perfume and things in them, or flowers. Sometimes they have roses. You know, you get a dozen roses for like $2. But you got to be paying attention, and they sell out quick. Because I had contemplated, I have a ton of yarn. I was like, I just need to make up some scarves and just park up and just wait. But
that's not a bad little idea.
But I would have done this with Hitman. I'm telling you, by parking near a Toys R Us, I made a killing Christmas Eve. I made a killing. I would have made a killing. Somebody did that with Furbies when the first batch came out. Somebody parked, went in the store and bought all of them because they saw what was coming. They bought all the Furbies, and then they parked across from the Toys R Us and sold them, marked up, like 50%, 50 to
100%. Wow, that's I want to say that's not cool, but hey, you gotta make your payday.
That's kind of gangsta. As if we're gonna borrow Danielle's word, that's gangsta.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm all off topic.
Okay.
What you got?
Okay, I got Pong. Pong. All right, so if I could talk, Atari commemorates Pong's 40 years with the launch of Pong World, which is now available on the iOS. $50,000 grand prize winner of Pong Indie Developer Challenge launches on mobile. Atari, one of the world's most recognized publishers and producers of interactive entertainment, announced the release of Pong World for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. The $50,000 grand prize winner of the Pong Indie Developer Challenge developed by Z Games. Pong World is a reimagined take on the pop culture classic and the first ever official new Pong game for smartphones and tablet devices. In the game, players choose one of the many Pong paddles and battle against opponents on various themed boards, experiencing the game in either classic mode or an all-new gameplay mode, including Blitz and Hot Seats. Pong World is available now as a free download on the App Store, so head over there and check it out. And I've got this up on new.gamenatrix.com this morning. Go see it.
Woot, woot. All right. Somebody is very, very sorry this morning. And as you saw, I posted on Twitter just as the show started. Do you think sorry is going to cut it, dude? Really? Who's sorry? Mr. Iwata. Satoru Iwata.
What's he sorry for?
Well, if you don't know who he is, he's the president of Nintendo. And he says he's very sorry about the Wii U's now infamous day one patch. Mm-hmm. If you don't know about it, it forces you new Wii U owners to download a 1 gigabyte update before you can even access the machine's online services. Let me make sure this is him. Yes, it's him. He says, personally, I think that users should be able to use all of the functions of a console video game machine as soon as they open the box. So I feel very sorry for the fact that the purchasers of the Wii U have to experience a network update, which takes such a long time, and that there are services which were not available at the hardware's launch. And this is what he said to IGN in a statement. He said that he was sure players would be pleased once they completed the download, even if it was difficult for him to explain why. He says it's challenging to communicate attractions which are hard to understand unless you actually touch and experience them yourselves. He says this is especially so with the Wii U because it has unprecedented entertainment potential. The Wii U is already on sale here in the U.S., and it goes on sale in the U.K. at midnight tonight. You U.K. people, you got a few short hours. You better start getting your coats ready so you can get yours. Go camp out. Console has sold roughly 400,000 units Its first week here in the U.S., selling out at many retailers, but Iwata is cautious about celebrating any such achievements. He says, I always and strictly tell Nintendo employees never to use the term success to describe our own performance. He says, if we call a result of any of our efforts a success, we might apply it as the standard for success for future projects, and we could wind up not trying to do better or making something which is very different in nature. I like the way you think. That's a very good way to think. Ginger, do you accept his apology?
He didn't offer cake or anything, so, you know.
Yeah, we need cake. You got to apologize right, dude. It's got to be cake, ice cream.
Right now, I don't really want cake. I don't know, something makes me feel
better. Do your taste buds even work? Because mine don't. I can't taste anything, so.
No, not really.
I'm like having to force myself to eat stuff because I can't taste anything.
Yes, yes.
Although my coffee was particularly tasty this morning. I can always taste coffee.
No, ma'am.
With green tea in it. Do I need to tell y'all that you are never mix these three things?
And NyQuil. I wonder why she was all like hyper.
Yes, don't mix NyQuil, coffee, green tea together at the same time. I got a weird thing going on here today. Wow. I may mow down some real old ladies.
Probably not your best idea.
No, it's not. I'm not all there today, though.
We're seeing this. We're seeing this.
I love you.
I love you more.
See, that's how we got sick in the first place.
I know, right? I told her not to hug and kiss on me, but no, she never listens.
But she's so tasty.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Rovio Entertainment is releasing its first update to that horrible game, which I suggest today, Angry Birds Star Wars. Rovio Entertainment released the first update to Angry Birds Star Wars today, based on the climatic battle of Hoth from Star Wars Episode V, The Empire Strikes Back. Set against the backdrop of the ice planet of Hoth, fans must lead the desperate rebel birds to safety as they're pursued by AT-ATs and pig troopers. Luckily, the Rebels have an ace up their sleeve. Pink Bird debuts as Princess Leia with an attractive new power. Princess Leia and the AT-ATs in action. You can see it on the trailer, which I'm going to have up on new.gamingatrix.com in just a little bit. Featuring 20 new levels, the free update is available now on iOS, with Android, Mac, and PC coming soon, and other platforms to follow. This is just the beginning of the invasion. I'm sorry, I meant of the story from Episode 5. So stay tuned for more horrible bird adventures.
Yay! Aww. Ginger?
No, I don't like angry birds. I don't like them!
Oh, she didn't go at the high register. She went rage.
I don't have a high register right now.
Oh, my God. That was kind of adorable. Man, I got to get an APB. I got to get in there today. All right, in case you were not watching the Facebook, you missed the whole rolling over people like redneck truckers on a rampage. But wait a minute, I just lost my APB story. Good gracious, this news story, this newscast is turning into a whole train wreck here again.
Whoop, whoop.
I just lost my whole APB story. Do you see it, Ginger? Is it hiding?
I had it. I'm looking for it.
I didn't even scroll. That's
Ginger Rock. I have it.
Oh, wait a minute. There it is.
Penis bubble. There we go.
Oh, my God. I suck. Okay, so today, APB Reloaded says New Breed Part 3 is finally here, plus early Oscar adopter sale. New Breed 3, which is called Update 1.10.0. You can come and explore some new contacts, modifications, and weapons, and see if you have what it takes to survive the hard knock world that is Senpaaro. There's some new contacts. Complete the two boss contracts from your respective faction, and you'll be introduced to Berth and Templeton. These two new contacts have a slew, I like that word, slew of goodies waiting for you if you pledge and complete missions with them. New modifications, weapons, vehicles, presets, and capacity increases are all part of Berth and Templeton's stash. There's some new weapons. You can unleash ultimate destruction with the new half-brick and eight-ball grenades. Oh, they said grenade. I'm all in. Even at extreme ranges, these little wonders can kill instantly. Which one will you throw at your worst enemy? I don't know, but I'm going to be standing beside Ginger on the car so she don't hit me. Each can be used by both factions, so try them both out. You say what?
The one who hits my teammates, that's you.
Yeah, I am. So when I stand beside you, when you throw the grenade, I'm just going to drop one right between us while we're sitting in the car.
That's not nice at all.
Oh, it's fun. Anyway, they're good for both factions, so you can try them out to see which one helps you destroy your target. Also, for 48 hours only, you can get the all-new 3-slot Oscar, a perfect addition to your close-quarter arsenal. Hack now, get an early Oscar adopter discount, 20% off the regular price when it's released. And on this limited release weapon as well, this early Oscar adopter sale ends at 11:59 p.m. Friday, November 30th. You said you can also get Oscar as a 2-hour trial that's only for premium players or for a 20-minute trial for you freebie, freeloading so-and-sos by visiting Aramis after the sale. Freeloading so-and-sos after the sale, they said they'll assess.
You don't have to breathe when we cough.
I can't breathe. They said they'll assess the gun's popularity and impact on the gameplay, and they said if it's good, they'll bring it back. So you can go ahead and you haven't tried APB yet, you really should. As I've told you, it's like GTA, but multiplayer, constant multiplayer GTA. Excellent game to play. You know what? I never level up. I think I have, like, all my points. You know how like, you get your points you're supposed to play? I don't think I've ever leveled up because I'm usually just enjoying playing. It's just fun. Your game is never the same twice. You will not have the same experience twice. It won't be that, you know, we're going to do this dungeon or whatever. I don't think they have done. They don't have any type of dungeons. Everything is kind of, it really is open world and up for grabs. So if you're doing a mission, you don't get there in time. Your stuff will be gone, so which I like.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm pulling this next story from The Verge. GOP recommends Lamar Smith, soap author and global warming critic, as chairman of Science, Space, and Tech Committee. Yes, that's what we need.
Boo.
The idiot who doesn't believe in global warming on the Science Committee. Anyways, U.S. Congressman Lamar Smith has expressed doubt that global warming is a man-made phenomenon. I expressed doubt of his intelligence. It shouldn't come as a surprise that environmentalists are dismayed by news that Smith is likely to chair the Science, Space, and Technology Committee for the upcoming 113th Congress. You know what? That's what happens when you have deep pockets, apparently. You can buy any seat you want. U.S. House Speaker John Boehner has put forth recommendations of the House of... hold on.
Let it out, Ginger.
I had a cough. All right. So, he's put forth recommendations of the House Republican Steering Committee as to who should lead the various committees, with Boehner naming Smith... Boehner. naming Smith as the preferred pick for the all-important science tech position. Oh, my God. Smith acknowledges a changing climate, but has previously lambasted the media for pinning fault for global warming on human activity. Apparently, the guy has never driven through Iowa and seen all those horrible stacks of smoke going up in the air.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. All right, so should GOP ratify Smith's nomination, as is widely expected? Oh, please don't do this. It wouldn't mark the first time a skeptic has held the job. Outgoing Chairman Representative Ralph Hall expressed similar qualms about what many consider a clear-cut issue, once saying, "We have a lot of science that tell us we're not basing it global warming on real scientific facts." Whatever. Mm-hmm. Additionally, those following net neutrality will instantly recognize Representative Smith as the author of the controversial. See, I can't even talk. Much maligned Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA. Though SOPA legislation was ultimately shot down with a bazooka, Smith's promotion to committee chairman could raise new concerns that he'll again attempt to address online piracy with similarly heavy-handed measures. It's expected that the House will vote in favor of Smith's new role today. Mr. Smith, please, for the good of the world, tie a Walmart sack over your head.
When the zombie apocalypse comes, I hope they bite you first there, guys.
All right.
So we can get away with what we want to really do to you.
Because we don't have, like, cities that are, like, in Texas in the Gulf that are underwater or anything from when the conquistadors came through. Stuff was not underwater then. It is now.
Boo. All right.
That doesn't sound like warming.
Did you know that we had some of our developers in jail?
Oh, what for? Was there a party we weren't invited to?
Well, apparently that was a good party because they got jailed. Martin Petzlar and Ivan Butchka's, they're two. Butchka. They're two Bohemian interactive developers that were imprisoned in Greece on espionage charges and have composed a letter thanking their supporters and sharing positive news about their treatment. The letter that they sent out.
Oh, I did hear about this. They were taking pictures of a military base. See, people, that is never smart. I don't care what country you're in. You're taking pictures of somebody's military base, you're going to get effed up.
Yes, you can't do that. They said they would like to thank all of us out here that are supporting them, because I'm not, for the ongoing support of our case. After a tiring 2 months, it is important for us to hear words of encouragement and learn that we're not forgotten. We are treated well, but we feel we should rather be with our families than here. Your efforts to make it easier to handle. We enjoy postcards, community news, pictures, and puzzles, which are being regularly sent by this website's magnificent staff. Okay, I don't know which website they're referring to. Okay, so the handwritten note was published over at helpivanmartin.org, a site that is leading the campaign to have the men released. The men have now spent 81 days in jail after being accused of photographing military sites while on holiday on the Greek Isle of Lemnos. Recently, Czech Republic leader Václav Klaus lent his support to their cause. You know, I don't think they're criminals. They're just stupid. So just let them out.
They're very, very stupid. Pretty much, people, if you go to a military base, I don't care if you're on the base or standing outside the base, point your camera away from the base.
It's not even just the base. Like I told you when I went to the state capitol, there were places in there where, you know, I had a soldier come up to me and go, hey, you cannot photograph this. And I was like, no problem. Would you like to see what I just took? You know, look, this is what I just took. I'm sorry. You want to go through the whole thing? Yeah, you can take the camera. Don't kill me. It's just idiotic. As Ginger says, in nowhere in the world will any military allow you to take pictures of their base. And I believe they were photographing the base, and I think maybe they were because they made Aramis, and Aramis is a military game, if I'm not mistaken. And you probably thought it was innocent enough, just taking, you know, we're not really doing anything, but you might have been wanting to use it for a game. But what you should do is just commit it to memory and just walk away.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, look at it and say, I kind of want to model after this, and then, or pull out a pen and a paper, or take an artist with you, because, you know, they can't accuse you of photographing it. It said you can't photograph it. Didn't say you couldn't, you know.
That's not even like a new law. I remember seeing that when I was a kid at an air show. I lived in a base town, and some old man just about got tackled.
Yeah,
he wasn't taking pictures of the air show. No, he's walking along the whole little airstrip, taking pictures of all the buildings and everything else. It's like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
All right, so it's my turn. I know, right? All right, so Take-Two CEO, next-gen console transition will kill a dev or two. The transition to the next-generation consoles will not be without a few casualties, says Take-Two CEO Strauss Zelnick. If you are not capitalized for the transition, you can find out that you're not there for the transition. And historically, in every transition that's occurred in this business, one or two third parties have gone out of business. Last time around, it was Midway and a couple of others. Reasonable people can argue about which one it'll be this time. I have my own point of view, which I haven't exactly been quiet about. That is him referring to his prediction earlier this year that THQ would soon go the way of the dodo. Yeah, everybody sees that. Anyways, we make sure we're not on the list of casualties. To the contrary, we're on the list of winners. Zelnick went on to say that a publisher's recipe for success in the games market includes four key ingredients: intellectual property, power, technology, and a very strong financial footing. Pretty sure that's four key ingredients for any company. Anyways, so how fresh are Take-Two's ingredients? According to its CEO, they're very competitive or the best in the business. All right, so, yeah.
So he thinks, yeah, okay.
Well, ha-ha.
Yeah, that is a what had happened was. Okay. Am I muted?
No,
I'm not. Okay, yeah. I had to be sure. Okay, I want to send a hearty congratulations for Frima Studio. They were honored for outstanding corporate culture. Yay! They have been named I would give you the other applause, but it's too much work for me mentally. I'm trying to do, you know, what I normally do, but I'm not all there. Normally I'm doing Facebook, Google, Twitter, and doing this all at the same time because that's how we roll here. But I can't do that today. Yeah, I can't do that today. Okay, so they announced that they have been named Canada's top 10 most admired corporate culture in the annual awards hosted by Waterstone Human Capital. Firma was given the award for being one of Canada's most promising growth companies with a commitment to creating a positive corporate culture for its employees. This rarely happens, but notice it's not in the U.S. Only a few months removed from our certification for exceptional work-family balance by the Quebec Ministry of Family, the latest recognition further validates the investment we make in each of our employees, said Mr. Steve Couture, love your name, CEO of Firma Studio. He says also we consistently find that building a supportive and flexible workplace leads to healthier, more productive employees that endeavor to hit our ambitious growth goals. Since its founding in 2003, Firma has sought to build a better business by attracting top talent from around the world with an attractive, balanced work environment. They offer each of their 360 full-time employees a wide variety of perks that encourage a healthy work-life balance, such as flexible work hours, free access to public transit. Additionally, the internal Firmigation program allows any team of employees to present creative ideas for the opportunity to develop a project on the clock and entitles them to share of the revenue if it's commercially successful. That's awesome. Wow, I want to go work for them. I'm going to Canada. Get this. In 2012, Firma released several original new IPs across multiple platforms, including consoles, mobile phones, tablets, and Facebook, while continuing to grow their core network. And I would tell you some of the games that they made if I could find them. I know we've talked about some of their games. Why am I drawing a blank right now?
We've talked about their games?
We have talked about a few of their games, and I'm drawing a complete blank as to what they've made. So I'm going to have to... And really, guys, the freeloader on the site with the Flash, that's like so 1998. Stop it.
You don't like the Flash?
No, it's not the Flash. It was the whole freeloader thing. Okay. Oh. Well, I don't know what they've done before. I can't remember what they've done before, but I am liking this other game. I'm going to be playing this Nun Attack. Yeah, it's going to be available for free tomorrow. Nun Attack. There is a nun, and she's got a gun. Oh, my God, I have to play this. Ginger. It's available for iOS and Android. Actually, already, last Friday. I'm playing this. I don't even want to talk to any of you, the rest of you, for the rest of the day. It's nuns and they have guns. I'm sorry. That's like...
with guns.
Yeah, that's like ninjas and pirates and stuff. I got to do it.
Interesting. All right, so... If I can breathe. Level 5 International America.
Oh, wait. Let me interrupt you real quick.
Okay.
This is why I'm drawing a blank, because it's a game we both keep saying that we don't want to talk about anymore. Skylanders is one of their games.
Skylanders!
I knew I just heard their name. Skylanders, yeah, they made Skylanders. Anyway.
I have some news about Skylanders somewhere. I'll have to find it. All right. Hold on.
And they're hiring for you people that are looking for a job. Just saying. If you can read French, at least you can, you know, because all the job ads are in French. But hey.
No. All right, so Level 5 International America releases Aeroporter for Nintendo 3DS in North America and Europe. Aeroport Simulator and Puzzle Game from celebrated game creator Yute Sato continues the design tradition of creating unusual titles with broad appeal.
Did you say simulator?
I think so.
Oh, man. Go ahead. Tell me where it is so I can get all caught up today.
I'm trying. All right, so the third title from Japan only releases... what? All right, whoever wrote this was not English. Renowned Japanese video game company Level 5, best known for their critically acclaimed Professor Layton video game series, has released Airport Simulator and puzzle game Aeroporter in both North America and Europe via the Nintendo eShop on Nintendo 3DS for $4.99 USD and £4.99 Lindens, Franks, Euros. I think that's actually pounds, respectively. Anyways, in addition, Level 5 also announced that the company will release Crimson Shroud and third title from Guild 01, the previously released Japan-only multi-game pack on December 13th in both North America and Europe. Aeroporter was created by legendary game creator Yute Sato, father of some of Japan's most innovative titles, including Seaman, the Tower, and Odama. Aeroporter continues this fantastical design vision, delivering an unconventional game that simply has to be played to be understood. Even then, I'm pretty sure you're not going to understand it if it's written like this. Through fun and approachable puzzle game gameplay, time challenges, and simulation elements, Aeroporter is welcoming to both new players and hardcore veterans as they overcome the challenges of running a modern-day airport, from organizing luggage to scheduling flights to creating their own aeronautic masterpieces. All right, anyways, I have this up on new.gamenatrix.com this morning, I think. I'm fairly certain. Yeah, I think it's up there. Anyways, check it out!
Yeah, muted. Muted would be good. Muted, not muted would be good. Oh, I just want my nose back. Why can't I breathe?
Girl, yeah. So much mucus out of my nose.
I told you not to do it. I said don't do it, Ginger.
I don't know where it's all coming from. It's like, there's got to be space in there for my brain somewhere. Come on.
Oh, my God. I think I'm done for the day. Ah, goodbye. I told her to do that before the show. Nasty, Ginger. Nasty.
I know. I know, it was so tapped.
Oh, God. Now I'm crying and laughing at the same time. Ah.
Chicken noodle soup.
I can't breathe. Wait a minute. Oh, I had to cough just then. Okay, wait a minute. I think I got a sneeze in here, too. Oh, my God. Ginger, just bad. What are we going to do with you? Hey, I know this woman's face from somewhere. Okay. Oh, one sec. I had to clear out some space for my brain then. Okay. You are disgusting today. Let me just tell you.
I think I can hear it. We're both over here.
Absolutely disgusting.
You know what? This is real daytime, live, right here.
That's right.
All the fake stuff.
Yeah, see, your regular newscasters usually stay home when they're sick. We're already home, so yeah. All right, those of you who are wondering about the God of War movie, Ginger. I can't see, Ginger. Stop it. You're making me cry. I need to be able to see to read this story. Those of you wondering about the God of War movie will either be pleased or not pleased about the following news. In an interview with Shock Till You Drop, God of War screenwriters Patrick Melton and Marcus Dunstan said that Sony is allowing them to change up a few things on the film adaptation. They said, you think they'd be sacred about the origin story and all of that, but they're encouraging us to make it different from the games, and if that means going in dramatic shifts, they were cool with it, and they're involved. The writing duo were also asked about how writing God of War will differentiate itself from other films based on Greek and Roman mythology like Clash of the Titans and Immortals. They said those movies can inform the God of War to step in a more bold direction. Not to join those ranks, but to stand head and shoulders apart, like other reinventions have done within that genre. The satisfying element is to look at those movies as a commentary on the genre and say something different. Melton and Dunstan previously told IGN that the film would attempt to ground Kratos and make him more human, in the same way that Batman was grounded with Christopher Nolan's rendition of Batman, of The Dark Knight, rather. We were attempting to do that with Kratos, so that when we meet him, we're seeing him before he became the god of Sparta, when he was just a Spartan warrior and he had a family and kids. I already don't like this. We're going to learn about him and understand how he operates, so it's potentially 30 minutes, give or take, of building up his character so that when he does turn and becomes the god of Sparta, we understand him as a human and we understand the journey that he's going to take. We're emotionally invested, so that could go beyond just this one movie. God of War currently has no director or release window, and I think it should stay that way. I haven't played these, but Sony, when you start telling the writers they can veer off from the story, no. I'm already going to tell you the gamers don't like it. The reason why Batman The Dark Knight was such a success is because it went back to the comics. It didn't veer completely off from the comics. The story that had not been told about Batman is his origin story. That's what they went back to tell, and they didn't veer off from the comic books. Everything we saw in The Dark Knight about how Batman became Batman is in the comic book. You all are screwing up. And that's not the word I wanted to.
How dare y'all? How dare y'all?
And I haven't even played the games yet. I'm already telling you. Yo.
I already done. F up.
The other thing, you know where I know they're going to mess up? Okay, so there's a specific actor that does the voice for God of War. If you're not familiar with him, his name is Carlton something or other. But you've also seen him in the – if you go look at our site, you can search. We did a little short blurb on him like a couple years ago that he also does commercials for Comcast. He was in a Comcast commercial. So already, I already know that they're going to – I don't know if they're going to make this an animated movie or not. But if they don't, I would suggest you have him at least do the voice. At least keep some element. And he's not an old guy, so you can't say he's old like they got rid of my voice for Sam Fisher. Oh. Something. This is, just let it go. Leave it alone.
All right, so Crazy Machine Golden Gears is live on Amazon.com now.
What?
Yay!
Well, I don't know about the rest of you.
Create geeky gadgets and gizmos in your own unique way. Take on puzzle gaming at its very best in the Wacky Professor's Lab. Enter his 3D world on your Android tablet and smartphone and start experimenting. Hoot, Android.
Droid. You can't do it anymore. Your voice is going back. Yay!
Thankfully, yay! A new sleek, crazy machines, Golden Gears challenges gamers to build the most incredible, wacky contraptions ever. Completely reinventing the way you build your most elaborate Rube Goldberg-style contraptions, the newest addition for tablets and smartphones offers puzzle gamers an extraordinary experience. It's up to you to tap and utilize amazing physics, fire, wind, and the power of gravity. Incredible attention to detail brings this game to the forefront of tablet gaming. As light sources glow and bloom, dynamic shadows and particle animation make steam and smoke move as if in real life. Enter the Crazy Professor's Lab, where insane challenges await your brain. With over 60 parts and endless ways to put them together, it's up to you to create your own unique... It's up to you to create your own unique contraption. Think and plan out how to use toy mice, nitroglycerin, a candle, pinball, and a fuse. Add gravity and wind to the mix. What's going to happen next? Will you reach your goal? Now it's time to get puzzling and get those gears in your brain whirring. All right, so the award-winning Crazy Machine game franchise has evolved over the last 8 years with a keen fan base of dedicated gamers worldwide. I'm not seeing whether or not this is free or not, so I don't know. But, here, I've got my little phone. I'll check it out. Crazy Machine. Golden Gears. I'll look it up for you right now.
I'm already telling you. Put it down. Back away. Nope.
Researching. Holding. Please wait.
I left the nuns alone. Why can't you leave them alone? All right.
Nuns with nuns.
The nuns with the guns. I'm going to be playing that after the show.
Oh, nuns with the guns.
None attack. So it's now nuns versus zombie. No, nuns versus pirates versus ninjas, I think. They should be added in that.
I don't know. Stay away from the bath salts, folks.
Oh, man, I had a... because I had a whole sneezing jag then. Yeah, you've heard me sneeze before. We really don't want to break people's windows at their jobs. Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, it sounds cute, but it can shatter glass. Okay. Play First. Hi, Play First.
What
was? So they're extending their mobile game leadership lead. they've added some new people to their executive team. The company hired Paul Chen as Vice President of Business Development and promoted Emma Kumakura to Vice President of Production. Both new additions will play critical roles as Play First expands its presence in the rapidly growing mobile game industry. They said, given our strategy to establish Play First as the global leader in iOS and Android games, we believe Paul Chen has the comprehensive experience and proven track record to lead the charge. That's from Mark Olson. Yes, right. What? You stop it. Combined with Emma Kumakura's leadership skills and her extensive game development background, we now have the ideal management team in place as we continue to grow our global mobile business. I like that. Paul Chen joins Play First after previously serving as Vice President of Developer Relations for Papaya Mobile. Previously, Paul was product manager for NVIDIA's line of Tegra application processors, He held various engineering roles at Advanced Micro Devices and covered the technology sector as an investment banking analyst for Solomon Smith Barney. Paul earned a B.S. in Electrical Engineering and Computer Science from UC Berkeley and an MBA from Columbia University. Paul will lead global business development and partnership activities for PlayFirst. Emma Komakura was most recently PlayFirst Senior Director of Production, overseeing games production for the company. Prior to PlayFirst, Emma was an art director at Disney Playdom San Francisco. She's a lead animator, animator for Storybook Anytime and a producer for MTV Networks and the Sony Home Initiative for Sony PlayStation 3 products. She also earned a BA in Japanese and linguistics from The Ohio State University and has a BS in Media Arts and Animation from the Art Institute of California, San Francisco. In her new role at PlayFirst, Emma will direct the development and production for all games for the company, leveraging the innovative processes she has developed and tailored throughout her career. Awesome, awesome, awesome. If you don't know who PlayFirst is, let me just run them down for you. Diner Dash, Wedding Dash, Cooking Dash, Hotel Dash, SpongeBob Diner Dash, Hotel Transylvania Dash, Mall Stars, and the list goes on. Go over to playfirst.com and check them out. And I dare you to play one of these for an hour and not be addicted and want to continue to play. They are highly addictive games. Run! Ginger, stop playing that game.
Put it down,
Ginger.
I did. All right, so Road Rebel reboots how video games are made. Monstrous Company introduces Road Rebel, a new pyrotechnic combat car game that lets you blow up your competitors while rocking to a star-studded soundtrack. While you're at it, how about exploding the very model of how games are made, designed, and shared? Road Rebel's creators are creating the badass vehicles, custom-designed for real rock legends like Rob Zombie, Motorhead, and Pussy Riot for a real battle of the bands. Then, in a pioneering crowd development effort, Monstrous is turning over the keys, sharing source code and in-house development tools to bring in gamers as designers and decision makers while the game is still being made. We knew no game publisher in their right mind would go along with crowd development, says Monstrous Company CEO Jason Asbar. Anyways, as we've taken Road Rebel directly to gamers via Kickstarter, where supporters actually become game developers as they participate in the design and development of the project. Together, Monstrous and the newly gathered crowd development team will use the company's Sonyverse engine technology to create a totally new music-driven play mechanic. We want to create a unique, musically immersive cinematic experience, a psychedelic heavy metal rock opera on wheels. Nearly everything you see in the game is affected by music you hear, blur effects, rate of weapons fire, weather, timing of missiles hitting targets, even terrain warping and time distortion. All right, so Road Rebel's Kickstarter reward keeps pace with the revved-up, no-holds-barred-themed party with the Texas Roller Derby girls, who are featured in the game, shoot machine guns in the desert with a monstrous team, crush cars with real armored tanks. It's like living your own game. Okay, so new.gamenatrix.com this morning. Check it out. Do it.
No.
Yeah.
All right. I know what you've been sitting there thinking. You've been thinking to yourself, what is Kim.com up to? Is that what you've been thinking?
Oh, yeah, that's totally what I was thinking.
Uh-huh. Well, Mega Upload, I saw you there, Ginger. Mega Upload founder Kim.com has found a loophole that will allow him to relaunch Mega Upload under the new domain me.ga. And it is precisely this kind of loophole that the now-defunct SOPA anti-piracy bill was trying to close. Hilarious. According to our friends over at Digital Trends, you may have heard by now that internet superstar and enemy of the U.S. entertainment industry, Kim.com, has just announced today that the URL for his forthcoming relaunch of Mega Upload, the website, will be simply me.ga. Clever, right? This is a shrewd move by .com, made in an attempt to avoid a repeat of Mega Upload's doomed fate. ME.GA uses the .GA country code top-level domain, CCTLD, which is intended for domains registered in the small Central African state of Gabon. The domain register for all .GA CCTLDs is Gabon Telecom, which is a key detail to all this. Now, pay attention. All.com, .net, .cc, .tv, .name, and .org domain names are issued through a company called VeriSign. And yes, you all should know who VeriSign is, which is, of course, based in the U.S. And because VeriSign is based in the U.S., the federal government claims that it has rights to seize any domain that ends in any of the TLDs that we just told you about. This, of course, has become increased. This practice has become increasingly frequent over the past couple of years, and it's because the U.S. government asserted a jurisdiction over VeriSign that the FBI was able to seize MegaUpload.com. Now, on top of that, .com foolishly hosted MegaUpload content with Carpathia Hosting, which is a Virginia-based hosting company, and this, too, gave the U.S. government claim to MegaUpload for ME.GA. However, .com says he will not use any hosting companies based in the U.S. Now, from .com's placeholder site for ME.GA, he says, unfortunately, we can't work with hosting companies based in the United States. Safe harbor for service providers via the Digital Millennium Copyright Act has been undermined by the Department of Justice in its novel criminal prosecution of MegaUpload. It is not safe for cloud storage sites or any business allowing user-generated content to be hosted on servers in the U.S. or domains like .com, /.net. The U.S. government is frequently seizing domains without offering service providers a hearing or due process. Now, from the way it looks now, ME.GA will be accessible to users in the U.S., but will not have any business relationship with companies based here in the U.S., putting it much further out of reach from the hands of American law enforcement. This is precisely the loophole that SOPA was invented to stop, and probably why they were trying to push it so hard. It says, if you'll remember, SOPA was specifically targeted foreign rogue websites, not U.S.-based websites, by requiring search engines to remove them from their index and Internet service providers to block access. BitTorrent King, the Pirate Bay, is a prime example of a foreign rogue site, and ME.GA would, had SOPA passed, fall into this category as well. ME.GA is currently scheduled to relaunch officially January the 20th of next year, 1 year to the date. After the FBI shutdown of MegaUpload. Now, whether or not the U.S. government will find another way to kill off ME.GA or to block access for U.S. web users remains to be seen. Ooh. I just gave Ginger a link so that she could get caught up. I
see a picture.
Did you not get that link there? Oh, you know what? You didn't. let me give Ginger a quick update. Kim.com is relaunching his MegaUpload site with ME.GA. So he found a way around, basically. Okay.
Awesome. I'm on mute. You can't hear me.
No, I can't hear you. And we'll probably talk about this tonight, in case you all that if you're new listening, we have a live show every Thursday night, too.
Yes.
Where you can call in and sit in and talk with us and chat with us and all that good stuff.
Yes.
From 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you're here. If you got something to say, we'll let you say it. You say something we don't like, though, we will cut you off at the knees.
I opened that link, and all I see is like...
Never mind. I will
really
get it. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Like, I forgot I was within a little client thing. You know how we roll. I don't know why they keep trying to keep U.S. people from getting to other websites and vice versa. You can't control the Internet, people. There's always a way to get to where you're trying to go. Sometimes, instead of trying to control, start trying to police a different way. Go after the people that need going after. There's a whole ring of child pornography. if anything, you should have went to Kim.com and said, hey, you know, we can't stop you from doing this, but can you help us out with this child porn thing? You know, if you see anybody doing that, could you just let us know? Now, there's any drugs going on, any prostitution stuff going on.
Let us know. Exactly.
Technically, he didn't do anything, and he's right. They didn't get due process of the law. He just made the service. He didn't put the stuff on it. Anyway, we keep arguing about this over and over and over. We need new people in our courts, some new people.
We do.
When are you going to graduate from law school, Ginger?
What?
I said, when are you going to graduate from law school?
Well, if today is Thursday, then probably never. All right, so up there, the world is divided into bastards and suckers. Make your choice.
Wait a minute. All I heard was the world is divided into bastards and suckers.
Make your choice. Yep. That's coming from Derek Robinson. Sky Gambler Storm Raiders begins World War II air combat exclusively to Apple mobile devices. Atypical Games, the premier maker of combat flight games for mobile devices, announced today a sequel to the incredibly successful Sky Gambler's Air Supremacy. Sky Gambler's Storm Raiders, virtual pilots, will trade in their jets and missile locks for the visceral dogfights and bombing runs of World War II. Featuring console-quality graphics with incredibly detailed terrain, physics, and precise collision and damage system, all in multiple realistic locations, missions will take place on an accurately recreated Pearl Harbor, Midway, the British coast of Dover, the French coast of Calais, and the Mariana Islands, and other locations of real battles from World War II. Using models of entire cities with thousands of buildings and a wide variety of landmarks, the world will come to life as players fly through it all in high-definition designed for Retina devices. While single-player will offer pilots varied missions from defending cities to bombing trains, the multiplayer action is what the Sky Gambler series has always been known for. At launch, the title will feature traditional team deathmatch, capture the flag, survival, and free-for-all modes. The game will also feature two brand new game modes, Assault and Competitive Free Flight. Players can even post screenshots and their results directly to Facebook and post brags directly to Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. Yay. Okay, you know, I was trying to check to make sure I was not muted as I paused. I'm going to pop over to, we got a few minutes, so I'm going to pop over to, did you know that Ouya had a Facebook page? Apparently we did, and we liked it a long time ago. And they said that there's a poll over on Engadget where apparently the Ouya is beating out the Wii Mini. You know what? You guys should actually wait till you actually physically have a console ready before you start going up against Nintendo. This is not the time to be opening your mouth. Oh, my God. According to Engadget, when the Android-powered crowdfunded Ouya console arrives next year with a near $100 starting price, it'll be the cheapest new game console at launch ever, of course. The big entrenched players aren't just taking this line down. Microsoft has released a $99 version of the Xbox 360. Of course, it is with the subscription-based thing that we were telling you about a few months ago. And, of course, Nintendo has introduced the Wii Mini. It's a $99 Wii console with a few abilities, fewer abilities than a slightly larger predecessor, and also exclusive to Canada, we told you yesterday. Now, neither of these initiatives is a direct response to Ouya, mind you, but all three choices will assuredly find themselves paired against others in the minds of consumers. What I want to know is why. Ouya doesn't physically have a console yet. There should not be a poll. Engadget, really? I don't think they should have a poll. I need something I could actually go out to the store and see first before they start trying to compare themselves, or it's...
She thinks you shouldn't have a poll. Sorry.
Now, and we'll be talking about this later, I need to see the actual console.
Yeah. We need to see results before we start saying whether or not they're good or bad.
The specs are nice, but it's kind of like saying, you know, my dream guy is 8 feet tall and he has muscles like this.
I'm going to laugh when it comes down to like March and they have to push it back because still not ready.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be out by now, wasn't it?
No, next year.
Ginger, I like that keyboard. That's like what I'm talking about.
I know, right? It's kind of cool.
That is what I'm talking about right there. A plate in the middle of my keyboard. Hot. For those of you who don't know, you should be following us on Facebook. I had to do that story because it irritated me. I'm getting very irritated with the Ouya people because all it seems that they're doing is just amassing a bunch of money. And we don't have a console, and people are trying to give them awards.
No proof of concept, no nothing.
Yeah, it's concept art. And then after that, of course, then Kickstarter says, oh, by the way, now we're not allowing concept art, which should have been the case from get-go for when it's supposed to be a hard product. This podcast is taking a turn for the worst because it's just all dirty and disgusting.
Just the way we laugh.
I'm going to be quiet. You got time for one more, did you? One more.
Mm-hmm. mosquitoes. Anyways, Cafe International for iOS, the board game for the family, new version 2.0. I love you. You know you love me. Application systems have announced the release of the latest version of Cafe International for iOS. It now features online turn-based multiplayer gaming using Game Center, enhanced gameplay for iPhone 5, and an auto-facing board turning to each player's direction automatically when multiplayers are sitting around their iPad. We are thrilled by the positive customer feedback around the globe, with a huge majority rating the game with 5 stars. Anyways. More important details. Play friends, family, and meet new people around the world through turn-based online gaming, asynchronous multiplayer via Game Center, iOS 5 or newer, vastly improved gameplay on the iPhone 5 through an optimized board layout, make full use of the larger screen, auto-facing board, sit around your iPad and play with friends while the screen automatically turns towards the current player. Introducing leaderboards for online games and more achievements, 4 new challenges, integrated access to a free comprehensive strategy guidebook, share your success via Facebook, iOS 6 is required for that, and we got a couple of new supported languages, traditional Chinese, simplified Chinese, and Italian. Alright, so Cafe International has been nominated as one of 5 finalists in the category Family Games for German Game Developer Award 2012. All right, so new.gamenatrix.com this morning.
We've got 5 minutes left. You know what? I keep saying one more, but we keep having time for one more. Are you ready? Am I muted?
No. Okay.
All right, Zynga is losing even more people. God.
And the boat's going down. People are like, I'm getting off. This is my stop. Let me out.
Really? Gosh, I feel bad for them. Matthew Wiggins confirmed his departure from Zynga Mobile UK after just over a year and a half with the company. Wow. He says, for me, the Wonderland Software Zynga UK adventure has come to an end.
Zynga.
Earlier this month, I woke to the exciting realization that after almost 3.5 years, I had left that chapter behind and could look ahead to the future, he said on his personal blog. Wow. He says, it's been quite a ride. I wish all the best for the good and talented people who I leave behind. Wiggins was a CEO and co-founder of Wonderland Software, which was acquired by Zynga in April of last year. His sign-off left no definite pointers as to what he might do next, but his enthusiasm suggests that he will stay in the tech sector for now. According to GI.biz, he's also said, I'm still tremendously excited by the revolution in computing that is happening right now. The opportunities for innovation and entrepreneurism are even better than they were then. And having learned so much from this journey I've just been on, I can't wait to use that knowledge to do some new things in the future. And, of course, learn a whole load more. In saying goodbye to the Farmville publisher, Wiggins becomes yet another name to add to the list of Zynga executives who are jumping ship. Just last week, Jonathan Fleischer, Zynga's Vice President of Business Development, also resigned, and CFO Dave Werner and Treasurer Mike Gupta have also recently departed. Rats off the sinking ship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to call y'all rats.
Out of there. They're out of there.
They are. You're rats. Why are you leaving the ship? You're supposed to go down with the ship. You don't think so, Jay?
No. Historically, rats jump ship.
They do. They jump off first. All right, people, it's time for us to go. I thought we got 3 minutes, but we're already disgusting and stuff I'm not going to say.
Neither one of us can breathe.
Yeah, I can't breathe. Yeah, I can't breathe through my nose. So we will see you guys later tonight. Make sure you're here, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, and come see what else we talk about. And make sure have your big girl panties on, because this is not kitty time. Don't bring the kids.
Good story, yeah. Yeah, tuck the kids in bed. They don't need to be hearing what we're talking about.
Penis!
Penis! Do you want